Letters have been mailed to almost 60,000 households in Springfield to notify voters that a special election has been scheduled for July 16th on whether to allow MGM Resorts to build a casino in the south end of the city's downtown. The letters were put in the mail Friday, according to Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola, who said it is part of a $75,000 voter education campaign that state law requires MGM to pay for.
We're doing direct mailings. We're also doing campaigns in the print media, the television media. We are working currently right now with InFocus to do a voter information video, which is strictly targeted to teaching voters about the voting process, not targeted toward the casino election, but it'll come out right before the June 25th Senate election and play throughout.
The letter alerts voters to the date of the referendum, the polling hours, voter registration information, and the city's website, where full details about MGM's proposal can be found. MGM wants to build an $800 million development complete with a gaming floor, a hotel, restaurants, a movie theater, bowling alley, and other amenities. The letter also explains the vote is being held despite the fact that MGM has not been qualified by the Massachusetts Gaming Commission to hold a casino license in the state. The commission is still conducting background checks on MGM and the other 10 companies that filed applications for gaming licenses last January. The investigations are not expected to be completed until late this summer. Springfield City Solicitor Ed Pakula said voters are being informed that Mayor Dominic Sarno and the City Council both approved holding the voter referendum before the state's investigation of MGM is complete.
We needed to present to the Gaming Commission a proposed education notification, and they did approve that at a hearing. And now we're sending that out.
The letter signed by Mayor Sarno explains the Gaming Commission investigates casino license applicants for integrity, honesty, character, reputation, financial stability, business practices, and history with gaming license requirements in other jurisdictions. MGM officials say they are confident the company will be cleared to hold a casino license in Massachusetts. Springfield City officials say they have no reservations about holding the vote before the state's background investigation is finished.
You know, we've selected MGM, and we've done that after a very thorough process. And MGM has been licensed everywhere in the country that we have looked at. And so we're moving forward, and we're letting voters know the summary of the agreement that's been negotiated, and we're letting them know the process for the background and what they look into.
Pakula has also sent a letter to city employees warning them not to run afoul of campaign finance or ethics laws during the casino referendum. Pakula said the law forbids public employees from acting in their official capacities on any election-related political activity.
Some people in their official position are very much entitled to express their opinions and laying out the facts. And we'll see elected officials doing that, letting people know where they stand.
Pakula said the warning was not prompted by any complaints about improper electioneering by city workers. If the voter referendum is approved on July 16th and MGM passes the Gaming Commission's background investigation, the company can apply for the lone casino license authorized in Western Massachusetts. Competition is expected to come from Palmer, where Mohegan Sun has proposed a casino. Jennifer Barifaldi, a spokesperson for two pro-casino groups in Palmer, said a voter referendum will likely take place there in September, assuming a development deal is finalized by July.
I'm quite certain with the amount of time that our town manager is taking with Mohegan Sun that they're going over this with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm pretty confident that our town manager is going to do a good job and look out for the best interests of our town, so I'm excited about it.
Barifaldi said the pro-casino groups are planning to hold voter information meetings in the run-up to the referendum. Hard Rock International has proposed a casino development in West Springfield, but no timetable has been announced for a referendum. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.